It is the complete NFL Countdown Show
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
These are the Yahoo Sports Kings.
Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's me, Gene, Rod Johnson, and Ronnie Brooks.
Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio. Me, Gene, Ronnie Brooks, and Rod Johnson getting you ready for kickoff, meaning the 2015 NFL season. This segment is brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com. They build websites, guys. Go and check out the Sports Kings website. It's sportskings.net. They can put together a unique website for you and your business. If you got a small business, you need a website, I highly advise you to go to ONFX.com. All right, folks. So if you have been following the Sports Kings along for the last couple of weeks, last week we did pick our AFC North division winner. We rode with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then we also picked the AFC South, which I think we all agreed with the Indianapolis Colts. We just wrapped up here the AFC East by consensus. I think the New England Patriots look like they will probably still repeat as the AFC East champs. We went out to the AFC West, and this is where we had a little different. I think Rod is running with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. I'm going with the San Diego Chargers. Rod, it sounds like you're going with Denver. Am I correct?
Yep, I'm going with Denver.
Okay, so now, having said all that, guys, so who wins the AFC? Who goes to represent the Super Bowl from the AFC?
I'm looking at, even though I did pick Kansas City in the West, I think it would be between, with Brady being back, to be honest with you, and the lack of competition in the East. I'm going with the Colts. We end up going in AFC Championship game against New England, and the Colts will win the AFC.
Ronnie B?
I'm going with the Colts because the Colts are in the easiest division. They're going to have home field advantage. The Patriots are going to have a rough schedule with that, you know, with the AFC East, and I like what the Colts are bringing.
Yeah, I do too, guys. I like that Pittsburgh Steelers offense. I'm really suspect about the Pittsburgh defense. The Indianapolis Colts, I got them going. I pretty much got them coming out of that NFC. They are good on both sides of the ball. I'm at the AFC, so I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts to represent the AFC for the Super Bowl.
Oh, we agree on something.
Yeah, I think we all did on that one.
And Roy Court, real quick before we move on, remember, you're going to keep us honest because we're going to be picking all day. We are an NFL Countdown show. If you want to pick like a king, if you want to pick with the kings, go out to yahoosports.com and go to their fantasy page. We have a Sports King, a Yahoo Sports King NFL pick'em. You can pick with the Sports Kings. You can see what our picks are. And again, go to yahoosports.com, go to the fantasy page, look for NFL pick'em. Our group ID is 22556. Again, the group ID is 22556. Password is Royal Court. Come on and pick with the Kings and see who's actually, I'm already tell you who's the best king, but we'll let Yahoo decide.
All right. This is when Rod don't know what the hell he's talking about. But anyway, folks, this is what we got here. All right. Let's take it over to the NFC. How about we start with the NFC East? I know you mentioned Greg Hardy, and we're going to get into the Cowboys. The Cowboys, an interesting year this year in the NFC East because we got a Washington Redskins team who will not have RG3 as their quarterback. Kirk Cousins, they made it official. He will be the starter. You have a New York Giants team who has a football player out there that's missing a finger or two in Jason Pierre-Paul. We don't know what's going to happen with the New York Giants. And, of course, we have the Philadelphia Eagles, who just, I tell you, preseason just unstoppable and putting up a lot of points. Got Sam Bradford, DeMarco Murray, Chip Kelly's at it again, and Tim Tebow. We might see a lot of Tebowing. So, all right, guys, looking at it last year, I mean, Dallas wins that division. The Eagles, I mean, finished 10-6, winning record. Didn't get it done because they couldn't beat Dallas when they needed to. But right now, I got the Eagles winning that division.
Wow, man, Jay, you do know we are on the ticket in Dallas, right? And they're listening to us right now. You do know that, right, why you're picking the Eagles.
Well, you know, I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles also.
Wow.
Because Mr. Murray's over on the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, my thing is, I live here in Dallas. You know, say hello to all of our friends that's listening to us on the ticket here in Dallas. But, yeah, I'm not going with Philadelphia because they have DeMarco Murray. I'm going with Philadelphia because the Cowboys don't have DeMarco Murray. I'm really not confident. Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones has really been – they've been on the ball with these draft picks with that offensive line. Spectacular. Spectacular. But I really think they missed the ball this year when they did not. Darren McFadden, you know, as Gene being a Raider fan, he knows Darren McFadden, I don't think he's the answer. Joseph Randall, I do not think he's the answer. Dunbar, I don't think he's an answer. I do think they would try and make a push as these cuts continue to fall through, and these cuts that went through over the weekend, they will find another running back to bring in here. I won't be surprised if it's Ray Rice by week two. I've told you that. But my thing is they did not address that running game properly, and I don't think the Cowboys will come out of that division. I think it will be Philadelphia.
But I tell you what, I would like to say this, though, because with an offensive line like the Cowboys have, a healthy Tony Romo, and you know, things could happen. They have a high-powered offense, even without the running game. They could probably make that happen by committee. We've seen teams do that before. But if Philly falls, Philly has no breathing room to make any mistakes, because I think the Dallas Cowboys will be on their back. With an offensive line like that and a quarterback that knows what he's doing, I mean, at some point in time, Tony Romo has to elevate his game up to the elite of the Rodgers and the Roethlisbergers.
He did that last year because he had the time, because DeMarco Murray gave him that time, gave the defense time to rest. Now we're going to see Romo doing his uh-ohs, because Romo tends to make those bad plays when the pressure's on. Last year, the pressure wasn't on him. He had the best career stat-wise of his career, you know, last year. But you're looking at what Romo is going to have to do this year, Cowboys are going to be in trouble. Unless they address that running game with one, someone that
you know,
cut.
Mr. Freddie Jackson is out there. Mr. Ray Rice is out there.
We already,
a lot of running backs out there, and they're getting ready to get cut. And I think the Cowboys can get a good quality running back.
We shall see.
To do it.
There were a lot of cuts over the weekend on Friday and Saturday, so we will see.
All right. Hey, guys, let's move it right along here. We are going to move to the NFC North, a team that, you know, if the Cowboys are to have some success, it's the Green Bay Packers and the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears. They all have issues out there in that NFC North. The Bears, of course, got a new coach coming in there, and Jay Cutler and John Fox going to try to make it happen. You got a Vikings team that will have a hungry Adrian Peterson and Teddy Bridgewater is trying to take it to the next level. And then you got the Packers, of course, who are going to host the Bears here. In that opening game. I take that back. They go on the road against the Bears. But, the Packers are, right now, guys, my favorite to win that division.
Yeah, the Packers are my favorite also. I think Aaron Rodgers, if he wasn't hurt last year with that bad ankle in the playoff game, they would have got it done. But he played terrible in that last game, but the rest of the division, the quarterbacks are all suspect in that division. So, but AP will have something to say about it.
Yeah, my thing is you have to go. Honestly, I'm going with the Packers only by default because I don't see Detroit doing anything. They had some great additions at running back, but they lost they lost Fairley on their defensive line. The wide receiver position is always going to be great. But I do like what – it's not even about Adrian Peterson coming back. It's about who their offensive coordinator is. And I think that an offensive coordinator in Norv Turner, he's going to – think about it. He was a running back coach with the offensive coordinator, with the Cowboys, with Emmitt. He was the offensive coordinator in San Diego with with Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. So he has Adrian Peterson, and it's going to be fantastic to see him run that ball this year. But I can't pick him yet because I think he needs one more year to gel with Bridgewater. So I'm going back with – Green Bay by default.
I mean, I got Minnesota going 10-6. I think it's going to be exciting to see Peterson play. They got that new stadium up there in Minneapolis. So Teddy Bridgewater, you know, guys, we had a chance to meet him at the Super Bowl in Phoenix last year. So, and you know, Coach Zimmer, I think they are going to make things happen. I do like that coaching. That's a lot of coaching experience that they have. So Green Bay just won't be a shoe-in here. I mean, you figure 10-6. Hey, you split with Green Bay or anybody else in that division. I mean, how about the fall from grace for the Detroit Lions, guys? Just not being able to have Ndamukong Suh on defense.
Did we even talk about Chicago?
Well, you know, Nada came over from the Baltimore Ravens, so I mean, he's a stud.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. So hey, Interesting, though, but I think we all go with the Packers, and rightfully so, because...
You're not going to even bring up Jay Cutler.
Why bring up Jay Cutler? Okay. Chicago don't even want to bring up Jay Cutler. They don't have a choice but to bring this guy up. Him and John Fox might make things happen. I just wouldn't count on it. And I know we're getting to the end of the segment, guys. We'll pick it up on the next one. But I just thought I wouldn't count too much from Jay Cutler. But anyway, folks, stick around. One more segment left here on your Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
This is Pat Forty, National College columnist for Yahoo Sports.
And you're listening to Yahoo Sports Radio.
And we're always online at yahoosportsradio.com.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is good, really though. Tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsible.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, Zabe here. Join us on Monday's Steve Zabin Show. And by us, I mean Dylan Gwynn. The Mighty Gwynn will be filling in on Labor Day. Rosters will have been trimmed to 53 around the NFL. They'll have the notable cuts and those who made it. Plus, week one lines in the NFL are out. College football games will have been played. And there's a big one in college on Monday night. All that and more Monday with Dylan Gwynn.
Mornings, 6 to 10 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. And yahoosportsradio.com. It's Travis Rogers now.
Scott wants to know, can you tell us your chili recipe? It's really pretty easy. You get whatever cut of meat it is that you want to throw in there. So, you know, for a lot of guys, just ground beef. And you just kind of brown that up in the pan. You put some onions in there. If you're a bean guy, throw some beans in there. That's pretty good. And then whatever you want in there. I like jalapenos in mine. I like a little squirt of hot sauce in there while it cooks. A little bit of beer in there, a little bit of water if you want to do it. If you let it simmer a while so it kind of goes, you can do chicken stock, beef stock. There's really no way to do it. And then, believe it or not, like the chili powder is not nearly as important as the cumin. The cumin is what's going to make it taste smoky and rich and good like that. And a little cayenne in there isn't bad. Put green pepper in there, red pepper in there. All sorts of good ways to do it. That's one of those things, honest to God, you can't screw it up.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Sports X Radio, live from Vegas.
It's Sports X Radio with Ken Thompson.
He is the only kicker in the College Football Hall of Fame. He is Kevin Butler, still working with the Georgia Bulldogs. Knew you knew that Nick Chubb had potential, but I don't think anybody thought that Chubb was going to step up the way he did.
Nick Chubb is the man, and nobody expects him to do what he did and average 154-yard game.
Ken Thompson and Sports X Radio, weeknights, live from Vegas.
10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Listen to this. That's the sound of you losing weight with Nutribullet, the superfood nutrition extractor. Nutribullet turns ordinary fresh food into superfood. In about 30 seconds, Nutribullet breaks down fruits and vegetables, creating a deliciously healthy drink your body can absorb for a satisfying blast of nutrition that can help you drop pounds fast.
I lost about 10 pounds and feel amazing.
I've lost 17 pounds. I've lost almost 10 inches.
I've lost about 40 pounds.
I love it. I've never felt this good in my life. Never.
The Nutribullet 30-day slim down plan is easy and risk-free. If you don't lose the weight within 30 days, return it for a full refund. Order today and get a month's supply of our fat-burning Boost, a $20 value, absolutely free. Call 800-221-5550 now and get the 30-day slim down plan risk-free. Call 800-221-5550. 800-221-5550. Results will vary based upon the commitment to the Nutribullet slim down plan, diet, and exercise.
This is Prime Cut.
The headline is Russell Wilson says God spoke to him right after Super Bowl interception. The play happens.
Wilson said, they pick the ball off, and I take three steps. And on the third step, God says to me, I'm using you. I want to see how you respond. But most importantly, I want them to see how you respond. God is testing him on this $1.5 million deal he's got this year, too. He was on Kimmel, and he said, I want to be the highest paid player. Yeah.
Well, but what if God says we don't want you to be the highest paid player?
I actually have a quote from God on that.
God did not talk about it.
Yes, he did.
What did God say about Russell Wilson's contract?
Great cash, homie.
God did that. Wasn't
sometimes,
God?
Sometimes God speaks in like that.
Different voices.
Yeah,
yes.
So God has different voices.
That was
great cash, homie.
That's not the voice of God. God does not say straight cash, homie.
Sean Salisbury and John Granato.
Afternoons, 4 till 8 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. It is the complete NFL Countdown Show
on Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
These are the Yahoo Sports Kings.
Once again from the Quick and Wild Studios, it's me, Gene, Rod Johnson, and Ronnie Brooks.
We are back, folks. This is the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on Yahoo Sports Radio. Me, Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, Ronnie Brooks, all three of the Sports Kings coming to you on this weekend before the NFL weekend. We want to remind you again that the NFL season will kick off this Thursday. All right. The Thursday night game between the defending Super Bowl champions, New England Patriots, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So make sure you are ready to roll. So guys, quickly, let's go ahead and look at what's going on in the NFC West. This is the division where we have the Seattle Seahawks, the San Francisco 49ers. We got the Arizona Cardinals and the St. Louis Rams.
Yep, I'm going to take Seattle, and I think Seattle's the team to beat because they've been the two Super Bowls straight, and they got to redeem themselves from last year's tough loss to the Patriots.
You know what, Ronnie B, it will have to be Seattle in that division simply because their time is running out. You know, with the addition of Jimmy Graham, it's going to help them out a lot. But I don't think it's going to be a runaway division for them like it normally is. But San Francisco has pretty much deflated. And you're looking at Arizona. Who knows what's going to happen with quarterback? I kind of like their team. You know, you're looking at Chris Johnson that's out there who could have easily been here in Dallas. I'm not going to get back on that. But you got Chris Johnson. You got Andre Ellington who's going to push. They're going to push each other. Then they have the first round draft pick that they picked as well. Not first round, but they have another running back they picked. His name is Chris as well. Then you got the St. Louis Rams. I don't think a running back is going to make a big of a difference as a rookie. So that's why I didn't go with San Diego. I don't think Melvin Gordon is going to be a great rookie running back. He will eventually. But you have to go with Seattle by default because, to me, all three of the other teams are just – they're pretty much rebuilding and still trying to find themselves. I don't think it's going to be a runaway like the 12-4. Arizona did push them with 11-5 last year. But I don't – I know San Francisco won't be 8-8. And St. Louis, they will not be 10-6. So I think the battle is going to be with Seattle, Arizona, and St. Louis.
Okay. Ronnie, you picked the Seattle Seahawks, right?
I picked the Seahawks, the Cardinals second, and the Rams third.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks to get back in there. I mean, they picking up Jimmy Graham does add a lot to their offense. Their defense is still going to be okay regardless of whatever – you know, come out of the Cam Chancellor situation. But I think the Rams, who finished strong last year, the Rams gave teams fits, and they, mainly teams in their division. They would not, you know, have anyone go undefeated in that division. So the Cardinals, I mean, I don't know. Just to see them, I got them finishing third place in that division. And, of course, the 49ers, who are just, you know, everybody retired on that team. It's almost like they got a whole roster almost. So going to go with the Seahawks. To win that division. Let's go ahead and take it over to the NFC South, a division that I think all of us just basically laughed at last year, and they finally got it together. We're talking about Carolina. We're talking about the Saints.
The division winner was 7-8-1 last year.
Crazy. It was crazy. But, you know, we had our friend from Carolina cover the Panthers out there, and that's Dustin Pfeiffer. And, you know, he got to go with Cam Newton in that that division. Even though they don't have Kevin Benjamin, they got the other guy. Funch is going to get in there and play a little bit. But I'm still going to take I'm not comfortable with the Atlanta Falcons right now. Their running game and the Saints not comfortable with them putting up a lot of points. So Tampa Bay is going to be interesting to watch famous Jameis. But you have to go with the defense of the Panthers.
Yeah,
I'm going with the Panthers also because I think Cam Newton is growing and getting better every year. And their defense, and this is Ron Rivera, he's got to make it happen now. He got into the playoffs last year, but this is his time now.
Yeah, but his time won't be next year. I mean, because like I said weeks ago, you're looking at a team that to me, they remind me of how Philadelphia did Donovan McNabb, never gave him a decent wide receiver. And now you're looking at what Cam Newton has to go up against, even with his own team. No, I don't even think Carolina is even going to be close. I give Carolina 6-10 this year. I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons out of this group. I think Dan Quinn, he doesn't have the personnel on defense, but he's going to have the right scheme on defense to shut down New Orleans. Don't be surprised, even though they lost Jimmy Graham, Sean Payton, and Drew Brees will have those guys ready. And it's going to be a treat to see New Orleans and Atlanta, but I'm actually going with Atlanta in that division. And I'm sorry, Tampa Bay, they're going to have the first-round pick again next year because Jameis Winston, I'm not saying he's not going to be great, but you have to give him some time to develop. And a quarterback, you give him the keys and say, hey, here, you drive this Maserati, it's yours. I don't know about that. It's going to be real rough for Jameis Winston his first season.
True. I mean, it's just going to make for some exciting football for him to hit his big targets and Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans. But, okay, folks, just to recap the NFC. We have the Green Bay Packers winning their division. We got the Seattle Seahawks winning the NFC West. Rod is way over the top here in the NFC South with Atlanta. Me and Ronnie both got the Carolina Panthers. And on the NFC side, we agreed with the Philadelphia Eagles. Am I right?
Doing what?
To win the NFC East.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Now, guys, who is going to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 50.
I'm taking Green Bay over Seattle. 27-20.
Ronnie, are you going to remember that score come January?
Yep, I'm going to remember.
Here you go. I am going with the Atlanta Falcons coming out of the NFC going to the...
You can't even say this with a straight face because I'm about to go to a commercial break right now. I know good and done well you ain't sitting up here picking the Atlanta Falcons to go to the NFC Championship game.
I'm not picking Philadelphia. I don't think Dallas is game unless the Cowboys go out and get them a good running back, a better running back to go with the unit that they have right now. I really like what Dan Quinn is going to bring to the team in Atlanta. I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons out of the NFC.
This is the part of the show where I apologize to all of our listeners all across the country because we like to, portray ourselves as real sports talk show guys. Rod, I don't know about this one.
I'm real.
Who will the Atlanta Falcons be playing in your make-believe NFC championship game?
They'll be playing Philadelphia. They'll be playing Philadelphia.
And you don't think Philadelphia could beat Atlanta in the NFC Championship game?
No.
So you got Atlanta going to...
Yes.
Rod, you can't be serious.
I'm dead serious.
You know what?
The Philadelphia plays Atlanta the first game of the season.
I know this.
Okay.
Ronnie, don't you be convinced
by what Rod is saying because Dan Quinn, a new coach...
I believe RG3 is going to end up in Philadelphia.
Well, now Rod is calling you crazy.
You crazy.
You know he won't be in Washington. We know this. And Chip Kelly's going to do something to try and get him over there for that offense.
RG3 is going to end up a Jet.
Well, here, let me tell you where the Sports Kings are going
to
be.
I would just retire if he goes to the Jets.
Let me tell you where the Sports Kings are going to be. On September 13th, the first Sunday night NFL game, the NBC game, we're going to have our NFL promo party, and it's going to be at the Sheraton Draft Media Sports Bar. Now, I know Ronnie won't be out there, but me and Hot Rod, we're going to be out there giving away tickets at the Draft Media Sports Bar inside the Sheraton Hotel. For all you folks listening in Dallas, it's 400 North Olive Street downtown. Come down there Sunday night, September 13th. We're going to be giving away Cowboys tickets. We're going to be giving away a whole bunch of stuff, but you got to be there. You got to be present to win. That's the first Sunday night game. So, guys, before we get off the air, we have to pick the Thursday night game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots.
Well, you know, just because of what we talked about with Pittsburgh, I'm not trusting their defense yet, not in that first game going to New England. Their defense will eventually gel, but I'm going with New England at home. This firepower behind them, getting Brady back, there's no way they're going to lose.
Real quick, Ronnie?
I'm going with New England at home.
All right, it's unfortunate, and had this Brady thing just went the way I was hoping it would go, I would say, hey, the Steelers was going to go in there and put up about 45 points. Now I think Mr. Brady's going to have a little attitude there, and whatever defense the Steelers have, which is not much, folks, trust me, they don't have a whole lot of defense this year, but it still might make for an exciting opening season game to watch. So Mean Gene's going to go with the New England Patriots as well. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here on the NFL Weekly Countdown show here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Waking up with the Zig.
Do you pay your agent monthly, yearly, as contracts